Hi, this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Tonight I finally got to see Downton Abbey, the film. I don't know if you are a fan of the show, but I find it to be one of my favorite masterpiece shows on PBS. And I've been waiting over a year to see this movie. And I'm so glad I finally got to see it. Literally in the last, I think it's like one of the last showings at the theater AMC Lincoln Square. I was told that it was going to, you know, I think it's playing tomorrow, but I actually have something else to do that day. Anyway, I was really, really impressed with the film. I thought it was a lot of fun. And the thing is, if you haven't been a follower of Downton, you could still, because of the catch-up they do in the beginning, you could still follow the movie without a problem. But you will enjoy it a lot more if you are a big fan of all the characters and have seen most of the series. I think I've seen all of it. I mean, there have been things I've missed, and maybe I've gone to the bathroom or whatever, but I've seen most of the series. And the movie does not disappoint. I have to say that Mosley was a real standout in this film, and he was just really funny. I don't want to reveal too much because I want you, if you haven't seen the film yet, you probably already have. I'm very late to the game, but if you haven't seen the film yet, go and see it, and think about Mosley. When you see it, you'll understand. Anyway, it's, you know, it ties up the story nicely. You know, finally, the sisters seem to be getting along a little better, and there's some happiness with, it seems like everyone is doing well, except one person, which I'm not going to reveal, because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but, it was a really nice tie to the story, and I hope that they continue this series, either with another movie. Or even better would be if, this is my advice to Focus Features, maybe you want to like make this another series, and maybe you want to, if you're not going to put it back on Masterpiece, maybe you want to put it on something like Netflix, and bring the series back, because in the screening I went to today, which was, you know, a regular paid screening, I invited to go to an award screening, but I didn't feel like taking a bus. I could just walk 3 blocks from my house and go to one. Even I didn't mind paying. So it was very convenient to just walk 3 blocks as opposed to traveling on a bus 30 minutes each way in the rain. So that's what I did. But I think if they were to bring back the series and put it back on PBS if they don't want to have it back, have maybe Focus Features make a series, hour-long series, and continue the saga. Because we know they pretty much, you figure out what happens at the end of the movie. I'm not going to tell you, because I don't want to ruin it for you, but Downton is taken over in the future by, hopefully, I'm not going to say, because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but somebody that was in the series is might, you know, take over with someone else. They might be a couple. And I would love to see that, all that happen again. Anyway, very sad about the person who's leaving the show. But maybe they can fix that. Anyway, they said somebody's going to die. That was what they were giving the big reveal in all the shows about what was happening. And somebody might die, but they don't die. At least not in this version. But it could happen any day or whatever. Anyway, I really liked it very much. Kudos to the entire cast. It's really one of the greatest shows ever made, and it was great as a movie as well. We'd love to see a sequel to the movie. But in my perfect world, I personally prefer to see Downton on TV. And especially when it's very long and you want to be able to go to the bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom during this movie and I couldn't. because I didn't want to miss a second of it. But if it was like a streaming thing where they could have it on PBS or Netflix by Focus Features, maybe they would present a series of, you know, 1 hour episodes or half hour episodes that you can stream on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. Please not Hulu, because I don't have that, but I have every other one. Prime or Netflix. Somebody bring this series to TV. I mean, it would be better if it was even PBS. Bring it back. There is a love of Downton. It was packed in the theater I went to at the 7 o'clock screening tonight at AMC Lincoln Square. It was absolutely packed. In fact, I have A-list and I reserved my seat. I didn't realize it was in the bottom theater of the theater, and I reserved my seat in the last row thinking it was upstairs, and I had to walk every step to the very back of the theater of Jersey, which is kind of a drag. And there was nowhere for me to move. It was that packed, unless I wanted to sit in the first three rows, which I don't need a stiff neck, thank you. But the movie is phenomenal. Go and see it if you haven't. You don't need to see the series if you haven't watched it. But if you haven't watched it, what's your problem? Go watch it. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.